Their people made pawns. Children clutching plastic bags, men and women who crossed a continent to flee poverty and violence, now being used as political tools.
I left Venezuela on August 18th. I passed through the jungle. I spent 6 days there. It was a tough experience, something unforgettable. I saw many people dead in the jungle.
Buses sent by the state of Texas dumped these 101 asylum seekers at the side of the road in front of the residence of Vice President Kamala Harris. Aid workers say a baby arrived injured and a man with diabetes was rushed to the hospital after his insulin went bad on the 40-hour bus ride.
Republican governors interfering in that process and using migrants as political pawns is shameful, is reckless, and just plain wrong.
A day earlier, 50 asylum seekers had been flown to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The vacation town, popular with Washington's elites, was given little notice to prepare. Volunteers quickly mobilized, finding them food and shelter.
It's manipulating people who are in very dire circumstances, you know, purely for political gain.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took credit for the flights, part of a coordinated effort among Republican governors to send migrants to Democrat-led cities. Some have declared states of disaster to hasten aid to the migrants.
And all those people in D.C. and New York were beating their chests when Trump was president, saying they were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
At the southern border, U.S. agents encountered about 200,000 migrants in July, down from May's peak and slightly lower than this time last year. Greater numbers of asylum seekers are arriving from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
It's not just me, but thousands of Venezuelans who look for ways out of the country in search of the future, more than anything, to be honest, so our families can eat three good meals a day.
Not to be made political pawns in the U.S. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.